Thanks for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there are some elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or even unlocking their growth, that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations. So every episode, take a journey with us as we speak with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts. Whether we're in Boston, Worcester, or out in Springfield, maybe even in the Berkshires, we'll be here every week and we'll explain to you more about manufacturing and what's happening right in your own backyard. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I am Haley Steele.
And I'm Emma Millman.
You almost forgot, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I heard the pause and I went, oh my God, this is my time.
That's your cue. So today we're going to do a fun podcast. I always say it's fun whenever we have this guest on with us. Today we have with us Ms. Christy Grignon. She is the MassMEP Sales and Marketing Director, or Marketing and Sales Director. Do you switch that around depending on what you want to focus on for the day?
Ooh, I never thought of that, but I'm definitely going to start that. I'm still going. If we go back to a couple podcasts before, let's just call me the SMD.
Oh, that's right. You wanted initials. Yes, yes. So yes, the SMD, right. And we're here because today we're talking about the big event we waited for months to reveal. We've now revealed it. And it is the Massachusetts Manufacturing Mashup, where partners and industry come together to put the advanced in advanced manufacturing. It is September 28th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Christy, you're going to give us the inside scoop.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can do that.
A lot of pressure on this. So we had to wait a little while because we were finalizing some things, but if you can give us a little bit of details about the mashup itself, maybe where it is, what might be going on, who's involved. If you're not involved, you need to get involved in some way or another is what I would say. Just give us a little bit of a wrap up.
Yeah, absolutely. Super, super excited too. I think I might have had a spoiler in a past podcast that we did as to where it was.
Yeah.
But
she says accidentally.
We can do the full spoiler, but little tidbit. Chris Sale is actually pitching for them right now. Chris Sale is pitching for the Woo Sox. Tickets were going for over $200 per seat at Fuller Park while he was pitching there. He did really well and they won. So he's actually traveling with them right now. I feel like I'm a sportscaster for the Red Sox right now. So this is great. But it is going to be at Polar Park. As Haley said, it's September 28th from 9 to 5. I didn't even know that, Haley. So thanks for that. I got to put that on my calendar. But yeah, the actual times and dates. But I love it. We're calling it the mashup. And the reason why, the name inspires something new, unique, and a place to see the new faces of manufacturing. And I think that pretty much sums it up, because you're getting everything from all aspects of Massachusetts and resources and manufacturers. So it's really exciting.
So I know there are two parts. I'm not sure how much of this you can reveal, what you can't reveal, but the two sections that I know that we're involved in, and maybe we'll leave that for a little bit later, but obviously this is an event that's put on by multiple groups, right? This is something that, because it's such a big undertaking. So who are the partners or those that are kind of behind this whole event?
Yeah. So interesting enough that we're all female on this podcast today, and this is something that you don't see in manufacturing. So this is really exciting that the cast of characters that are working on this and putting this together is 100% female, not their organizations, but the women involved. So it is put on fully by Mass Tech Collaborative and CAM, Center for Advanced Manufacturing. And that's Christine Nolan, who is, I'm going to give you all the females' names. That's Christine Nolan, who's pushing that forward. We also have ourselves, MassMEP. So I'm on the team that's doing it as well. And then we have Forge, which is, Kaylee, you're going to help.
Laura Teicher. Teicher. Yep.
I get wrong all the time. Sorry, Laura. Mass Robotics is Joyce Sadopoulos. And WPI is Ellen Piccoli. Oh, names are not coming to me fresh right now. And Mass Hire, it's all the Mass Hires, but Kelly French is really leading the charge on this. So it was super exciting to go to the first meeting and just see all these female faces. Because like I said, you don't see that in most meetings for manufacturing. So it's impressive. A lot of fun group. Yeah.
I had no idea it was all of those ladies. And I think almost all of them have done a podcast with us at some point or another.
Yeah. It's, they're a powerhouse. They're literally like forging the way for manufacturing and especially women in manufacturing. So,
right.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's another thing, towards breaking that stigma of manufacturing and like the industry as a whole.
Yeah. So true.
Yeah. So true. Yeah. Now on the website, so the website is mamanufacturing.com. And right now they have I know it's a work in progress and they're adding to it as they get it going. They do have an agenda. There's a speakers, exhibitors, sponsors, venue, and then register. So obviously registration was open. Emma, was that last week when that opened for registration? Yeah.
I think end of last week, yes.
Yeah. So that's open. We all registered.
Yep.
Yeah.
Registered. Registrations are flying in too. So it's super exciting. And register now. And I only say that we're expecting about 500 people. It fits more, but some of the areas don't fit that many people. They fit about 300 people. So you want to make sure you're registering, you're signing up for what you're going to attend and make sure you're getting into what you want to see.
Yeah. And I know there's been talk. I know we've talked ourselves about what we want to do there. There might be some live streaming going on. There might be some podcasting going on. You never know who you might bump into in those walls in there in the new stadium.
You'll see us walking around with our microphones. Big headset on.
Yeah.
Red carpet. I'm going to wear my best MassMEP polo.
Oh my gosh, this is great. So sponsors, because obviously an event always needs good sponsors. And, a sponsor is a lot of the reasons why a lot of these events get pulled off as successfully as they do because of their contributions and their support. So can you say who sponsors are yet? Or if how do they do that?
I think all sponsors want a little time in the limelight, right?
Absolutely.
So I do know of some so far. I know GBMP is sponsoring. I know Tooling U SME is sponsoring. And then there's more and more to come on those. We are, they're coming in daily. I got a call yesterday, like, how can I sponsor? How can I be a part of this? We've reached out to some people personally, but it's definitely an opportunity. You figure we're coming out of COVID, maybe going back into COVID, but coming out of COVID. And this is really people's first opportunity to put their organizations back out there in an event like this. That's not a virtual event. It's face-to-face. So I think it's a great opportunity. And with the audience that we're going after with the OEM, the small to medium-sized manufacturer, the legislature, some really big companies that are out there in the industry 4.0 arena, you want to sponsor this event. You want your name to be on everything. And who knows, I'm sure Haley will drag more of us in for more podcasts between now and then, and we'll mention your names on the podcast.
Yeah. If people do want to sponsor, how would they go about that? Are there different tiers, or how do they get involved?
Great question. Yes, there are different tiers and it goes along with the Polar Park theme. We have Grand Slam, which is your highest sponsorship, Home Run, which is the middle of the range, and Triple, which is your, from the ground, just getting going. So those are the three kind of top areas of sponsorship or levels of sponsorship. And then it goes into, there's a whole slew of other opportunities, you know, company branded name tags, company branded bag sponsors, charging stations. Oh God, charging stations are so important.
Priorities.
Network. Right.
Yeah.
Well, because I know that everybody's going to be posting from there on social media. So they're going to drain their battery. Company branded water stations. So there's just a whole other bunch of opportunities to sponsor. So it doesn't have to just be your regular run of the mill.
Obviously, our focus is all of our small and medium sized manufacturers. But for an event like this, any kind of manufacturer, you know, we're recommending that they come and register to attend. Who else might be there during that day?
Yeah, so definitely we're going to have some big keynote speakers. Can't talk about that quite yet, but they're worth the suspense and the wait. Let me guarantee that. But some of the things that we're a part of that will be happening at the very front end of the event are the Manufacturing Caucus Awards. This will be the sixth year that we've sponsored the Manufacturing Caucus Awards. Representative Roy and Senator Lesser are the manufacturing co-chairs of the Manufacturing Caucus, so they'll put it on. I am sure we will see Secretary Keneally as part of it, as we did last year. But there's usually about 80 manufacturers that get the Manufacturing Caucus Awards. So make sure you're talking to your legislature. But so they will all be there to start. And then we will end that portion with the Jack Healey Award. And this will be the sixth year that we will be giving out the Jack Healey Award as well. For those of you that don't know Jack Healey, he is our past president. He passed away a couple of years ago, but he was really the face of MassMEP and manufacturing. It's been told to me that everybody thought he was a senator, so he could just kind of walk through the state house like it was nothing. But he really is the pioneer of MassMEP and manufacturing here in Massachusetts. So
yeah,
a prestigious award.
That's pretty cool. Last year we had a lot of fun doing the awards because it was the first year that we had to do them digitally. But this year it will actually, fingers crossed, that we're going to stay in person and actually get to see people receive those awards in person. The agenda will be a little bit more specific as to what's going on. You did say about keynote speakers. Was there anything else, you know, other sponsors that might be doing that you think is important to let people know about?
Absolutely. Forged is part of entity of Greentown Labs, the largest clean energy incubator in the United States. And they will be doing their startup pitches, which are super exciting. In the past, we've done them at Forge. Mm-hmm. And you can vote online for your favorite pitch. And they get a substantial amount of money for winning that. It's always great to see what they're coming up with, what their innovative ideas are. Same type of thing on the side of Mass Robotics is they'll be doing their pitches as well, which I've been a part of those in the past too. They almost do like a Shark Tank piece and to see that and see what they're coming up in the robotics space as well.
You know, obviously everybody's takeaways are going to be a little different. I think the networking side of it is going to be huge for this event. And walking away from, hey, you know, what were your experiences and where are you looking, you know, for the future? And I'm assuming too, probably with exhibitors that are going to be there as well, to be able to provide some insight on different things that maybe where we're looking and heading for the future and, you know, what happened over the past couple of months. But I think I'm looking forward to that part of it, definitely the most, in the networking and seeing what people gain out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And just think of all the space you have to network.
Yeah.
Go sit in a ballpark seat.
Yeah.
Don't you be in some stuffy office.
I know. It's so exciting. We did talk about it though. We did say at one of these meetings, we were going to try and get on the field and run some bases.
Oh my gosh. I hope so. Outfield race.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. So nobody can see us, but Emma's 5'10", Haley's 5'1", and I'm 5'3". So clearly Emma's going to beat us. This is not a race. This is not.
Everyone likes to point out excuses.
I love how, Christy, you go with the height though, and not even touching the age, but you didn't even touch the age. You didn't even touch the fact
she's just a number.
She's 20 years younger. She is physically fit. She just got done playing like 4 years of college soccer, like, and still coaches and trains. And then
that means nothing, Haley. That means nothing. We could
take Carly Lloyd's 39. Everyone can defy the odds.
Right. If I had 6 more inches, I'd take Emma.
Yeah. I'm going to do it just because I just want to see what the difference would really be.
Yeah. Like, oh, you guys are going to race?
Why not?
Why not? So, spoiler alert, you heard it here first. Live on Facebook, September 28th, Emma versus Haley running the bases at Polar Park.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
Yeah.
We can do teams. You guys want to get competitive? We'll be a trio. And yeah. We'll take on the rest of the company. And then we'll have other companies jump in.
I thought you meant Haley and I versus you. Like Haley would run first to second. Yes. I'd run second to third.
Yeah.
And then we could get somebody for the last leg.
Yes. I think so. I think that's what she exactly was saying. Yeah. She was like, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. You get legs. Yeah. We get a relay and versus Emma.
This would be my first event. Come on. That'd make it even more memorable.
There we go. That's right. This is the first event for Emma since she
joined live.
That's a big one too.
Yeah.
I know.
It's going to be a big one. I think now that we might have to get new Mass MEP polos. We might have to put numbers on the back of them. Last names, teams.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. And really my focus, because I'm going back to the sponsorships now, is the networking event at the end.
Oh,
because cocktails will be served. So we will need somebody to sponsor the cocktails. And I'm not putting any pressure on Greater Good or Wormtown. However, I know they're both served in the park.
Get out. Greater
Good, step it up.
Let's see what you got. Let's see who comes to the plate first, right?
Ooh, yeah. I like it.
That's a great idea. I never even thought about either one of those two. What an awesome suggestion you have there. Yeah.
Already in the park.
Yeah. And in case people don't realize that's manufacturing.
Yeah.
That's right. There's
Greater Good does all of their own too, right? Like all the from like literally design to make to can.
Yep. And they're changing it up all the time. They have new flavors on a weekly basis. So
my favorite's when you go in there and you see gallons of chocolate milk next to the big tanks.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
those meals in a
bottle. I love the dogs.
Yeah.
There's always dogs.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I thought you meant like hot dogs. I was going to say, I like their grilled cheese. I didn't know they did hot dogs, but now I get what you're saying.
A hot dog when I'm out for a drink, if I'm getting food, it's definitely not a hot dog.
Hey, we're going to a ballpark.
Yeah.
You're going to have a dog.
The key points right now are if you haven't registered, you need to register. You can go through our website at massmep.org and you can also register at mamanufacturing.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Greater Good, Wormtown, you can also, so where do you go? Do you go to the mamanufacturing.com website to sponsor or who do you connect with?
You can go there and it's going to give you the same information I'm going to give you right now, which is you want to reach out to Christine Nolan and her email address is Nolan, N-O-L-A-N at MassTech, M-A-S as in Sam, S as in Sam, TECH.org.
Okay. So then
you want me to reiterate that and say that again? That is Nolan at MassTech.org.
They'll reach out to her and then that's how they can become a sponsor.
Yeah.
And then you as a sponsor, depending on your levels or what you choose on doing, a lot of eyeballs going to be in this place. A lot of eyeballs. You're going to see your logo, see your name everywhere, right? So.
And would you rather hit a triple or a grand slam?
Question of the month.
Yeah. And you have time. You have a little time. But now that we're in August, it's getting a little narrower, right? So you want to get this stuff done, I'm sure, because there's probably deadlines, as you all know, with printing and with those deadlines. So that'll be there. But so sponsors, so register to attend. Sponsors reach out to Christine Nolan, and I think also with exhibitors as well too. And then just keep coming back and checking the website. And then the day of the event, you'll be able to get a hold of your program. That's all digital. So it won't be a paper program anymore. You won't need to have a paper program in your hand. I don't know, maybe if we get some good sponsors, there might be some goodie bags, maybe some free stuff. And if you're lucky, there will be races on the bases.
You've been dying to say that, haven't you?
Yeah, I just put it together. Races on the bases. September 28th, yep. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Put it on your calendar now. Don't forget about it. And we can all get together and meet up and network and listen to some cool pitches and see what's going to be going on in the future. Partners in industry come together to put the advance in advanced manufacturing.
Yeah.
At Polar Park too. So if you haven't been to a game yet or been able to get into the stadium at all, this is going to be a great opportunity to do it. I think there's tours as well that day, right?
That is a sponsorship opportunity, Haley.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. So tours as well. So you get to see the park from the inside out, which is cool.
Gorgeous. It is absolutely beautiful. 47 brand hats out of Boston, Mass. So right there in the park. So you won't want to leave the park without your WooSox 47 brand hat.
Another manufacturer in from the state of Massachusetts. Starts at 9, so it's plenty of time for everybody to get there and get a spot and get your steps in. You should be doing, what is it, 10,000 steps a day anyway. So this day you're sure to have your 10,000 steps in by 5.
This is gonna be like Disney. They're gonna be walking from pitches to keynotes.
Yeah.
To the hot dog station. And
it's going to be business suits and our Nikes. Yes. Both for races and walking.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's exactly. The
yeah. You know, I'll laugh if we get if we get any emails or texts or anything after this, people after they've listened to this, because there are people that do listen to this podcast, not a lot, but there are a lot of people, there are people that do listen, and they're going to be like, hey, can you get me in that race thing? Right. We might have
the winner will get a free Greater Good beer if Greater Good decides to show up.
Yeah. love a little
Well,
chat.
You throw out Nike if we're going to keep plugging here. New Balance, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Made in America.
All right, I stand corrected.
Yeah. So if anybody from, said manufacturer New Balance would like to sponsor Emma and I in our races for the bases, I'm a 6.5, 7. Emma, what size you wear?
I got big feet. I got skis. I'm a 10.5, 11.
Okay. Hey.
5'10".
I know. Christy, yeah, Christy.
I could sleep in my shoes.
I think Christy and I are around the same size, right, Christy?
Oh, no, I'm an 8.
Oh, you're an 8. Okay. There you go, New Balance, just in case. We're all for wearing New Balance gear. We are
proud to wear Made in America New Balance gear. Proud.
Yep. 47 brands. We'll put their hats on. We already have their hats, by the way. We have Mass MEP 47 brand hats. So yeah, we have those as well. So yeah. Yeah. So yeah. So any of those other sponsors, I will laugh if anybody's like, yeah, sign me up for the races for the bases.
Email HaleyS@massMEP.org for the, what is it? Races
for the bases. Yeah. Races. Yeah. I'm going to be like, hey, Christine, guess what? We got to add a new event.
What happens when you go on vacation, right?
Yeah. I was just gonna say, so Christine can't be with us here today. She's on vacation enjoying herself. When she comes back, she's gonna be like, what did you people say on your podcast? Oh, sorry, Christine, but we just wanted to, we're really passionate about it. It's important for us, and who we are. And so that's why we wanted to get the word out now. We want people to put that time aside. And really, if you can attend this event, we really encourage you to do so, because we think it's going to be a super fun day for everyone to have. So, and we just want to see faces again, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. So then we'll see everybody on Tuesday, September 28th at 9 a.m. I think that's when the doors actually open. It might be a little bit earlier than that, but if you've registered, you'll receive your confirmation. And like we said, always go on to mamanufacturing.com and you can check their updates on their website. And as they're building it out, you will know where you need to go when you arrive there that day. I have had some inside look on the marketing stuff that they're putting out, and you will not be able to miss where we are for the mashup. So we look forward to seeing everybody there that day. Thanks for taking your time out to be with us today, Christy. Next time you'll be back, we'll probably be in 4 months when we do our New Year's podcast. So put that on your calendar now, because that countdown will be pretty quick. All right, everyone. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. And thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast. And we'll see you Tuesday, September 28th.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always go to our website at massmap.org. So we'll see you next time, whether it's our space, your space, or cyberspace.